hit well to center field by Napoli. Maristic going back at the wall. Goodbye!
The Texas Rangers hit 5 home runs last night, including that one by Mike Napoli. The Rangers clobbered Houston 14-3, and the win gives Texas a 1.5-game lead over the Astros in the American League West. It's just one of the playoff races that baseball fans are watching with about 2 weeks now left in the regular season. Mike Pesca, by the way, is following all of those races. He's Here and Now sports analyst, and he hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, there you are. You're in New York City, where,
yes,
don't look now, but the Mets are the best team in town.
Oh my gosh, the Mets are the best team in town. The Yankees have been lately getting clobbered by the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Mets have had an interesting year. They have the best young arms in baseball, but they've been winning games in the beginning of the season, you know, 3-1, 2-1. They couldn't get more than 4 runs a game. They make a huge trade for Yoenis Cespedes, and the guy has hit, I think, 17 home runs in the 35 days he's been a Met. He's been amazing. They have a great offense. They now have, I think, a 7.5 game lead. And I just checked the stats. They are tied to as favorites to win the National League wild card.
Huh. Well, so,
I'm sorry, I said wild card. I meant pennant.
They're
gonna make the playoffs flat out.
Well, yeah. Well, let's just go there then. How crazy does New York go if both the Mets and the Yankees make the playoffs?
Well, the Yankees, we expect to make the playoffs. They spend so much money, and of course, they have pinstripe tradition, et cetera, the ghost of Babe Ruth. But they're going to be backing in as a wild card. So when you characterize these as races, I mean, they're excellent baseball games, but most of these races lack the frisson of life or death excitement because Astros and Rangers, quite likely that both those teams are going to make the playoffs. The Rangers, though, have had a very good week. On September 10th, Baseball Prospectus said they were unlikely to make the playoffs. They put their chances of postseason at a 48% probability. Now there's something like 84% probability. I blame participation trophy culture. Everyone makes the playoffs, but it at least allows for an exciting regular season.
Yeah, there's something weird going on in the National League Central. It's probably the best division in baseball. The Cardinals, it's not even fair how good the Cardinals are. But 3 teams from that division could be in the playoffs, and one of them is the Chicago Cubs, who, I don't have to say, haven't won a World Series since 1908. We could spend the whole hour talking about how nervous Cubs fans must be right now.
Well, you know, I have said that I think under the new brain trust, which is Joe Maddon as the manager and Theo Epstein, who orchestrated Red Sox World Series,
right,
as the team president, they're going to win a World Series. They have, if the Mets have the best young arms, they have the best young bats. And this might not be the year, or it might, because as we talk about who's going to win the pennant, once you get to the playoffs, it really is such a crapshoot. If you ask me, you know, who's going to win the Super Bowl before the NFL playoffs start, I'd give you a decent prediction, but it's so hard to predict in baseball. Such is the nature of the game.
I was going to ask you, but maybe I shouldn't.
Do it. I'll try.
All right, go.
I'll give you an answer.
Who's going to win?
I think the Blue Jays have a really good shot because they were a team without pitching. They acquired David Price and better starting pitching, and they just hit home runs at an amazing pace. And, you know, I don't know who it's going to be. I'm not sure. It could be the Royals in the AL also, but I don't know who it's going to be in the NL. That's very much wide open. But as you say, the Cardinals have been the best team from front to start, so let's give that some credence too.
It's a fun time of year for baseball fans. Here and Now, sports analyst Mike Pesca, also host of the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.